Oh, hugely important. I think that it's something that we've been needing to see as a development in Ireland for a long time. Many young people who come to therapy have been struggling for several months and years. And because of this, their difficulties are deeper rooted and they've worsened over time. So the ease of accessibility to counselling services would facilitate early intervention and prevent, I suppose, these issues from becoming as deep rooted as they are.
When we look at the waiting list for CAMHS, unfortunately, it's quite long, often spanning over a year. What can you outline the impacts if teenagers can't access timely care?
Well, one of the, I suppose, impacts is that problems that could be dealt with much more easily become significant crises. And that has the impact of young people's mental health worsening, which I guess in terms of the issues then that they end up having. I suppose, for example, anxiety and low mood is pretty common in young people. But underneath that is a bigger story, and there's a lot of other issues underlying that. I guess when there isn't timely care received, where I suppose young people can get support and get tools to deal with their mood changes, a lot of, I suppose, things become more entrenched. I mean, an example of the different issues that young people would be struggling with would be the impacts of bullying, trolling, cyberbullying, identity and self-esteem issues, school refusal, sexual and gender identity, disordered eating and body image issues, neurodivergence, so navigating life with ADHD, autism, self-harm, suicidal ideation, relationship and family issues, alcohol and drug use, trauma, including sexual traumas and bereavement. So when I list those issues, there's such a broad range of issues that young people are presenting with in therapy. And I've seen a significant increase in most of these areas in adolescents over the last few years. So when I list out those issues and we think about, I suppose, the length of the waiting list in CAMHS, the costs of private services where a lot of families can't afford them anyway, although the demand is quite high and there isn't as much availability as we used to have. It is quite worrying because I suppose our young people, maybe where adults have developed a bit more resilience, young people are earlier in life. They don't have the same tools as adults have developed. They don't have those, I suppose, healthy coping mechanisms. And it is our responsibility as a society, you know, it's the government's responsibility that young people should have the supports that they need to be able to develop and to have the skills to be adults in this world.
Would you be an advocate for what the Children's Ombudsman, Niall Muldoon, has suggested to be trialled?
Absolutely. You know, in his words, he said offering therapy in schools is not a luxury, but a necessity. And that is exactly it. You know, like our third level education system, you know, has for a long time had an embedded student counselling service. And so the benefits of having an on-site counselling service for students in the educational context, you know, it's evident in that. And it's taken some time for, I suppose, our primary, and it hasn't, I mean, they're having conversations about it occurring now in primary schools, and hopefully secondary schools will come too. But it's a long time coming, and it's a long time in need.
Mr. Muldoon has also urged the Department of Health to assist the Department of Education in developing this model, and he said so far it's been reluctant to do that. He's called for the department to match the €5 million spent by the Department of Education on counselling trials in secondary schools. Grace, why do you think there's been a reluctance to invest in mental health provision in this country?
Yeah, it's a good question, Alan. I mean, I think that, unfortunately, a lot of energy goes into dealing with crisis rather than early intervention. And I suppose if we're firefighting, we're constantly putting out the fires that the crisis when things get to, I suppose, such a severe stage. But I think part of it is because mental health hasn't been regarded as a priority, and that goes back, you know, decades. And that's not just in Ireland; that's a global issue. Physical health has been prized. We see that in the sense that, you know, people will always hear about what they need to do in terms of their diet and their exercise and their sleep. You know, we talk about that all the time. But really, mental health has not been a conversation. It's only become more so since COVID, really. And again, I think that's only because we met a crisis. So we really need to get into a position where we are preparing and preventing and protecting and educating around things like mental health, rather than just dealing with it when it becomes such a crisis that we actually can't ignore it anymore.